Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the Gamma Ray Podcast. I'm Tim, alongside Justin.
How's it going, guys?
And today's going to be a good one, guys. We're talking about Black-Eyed Kids. Now, this might be new to some of the folks that are listening.
Yeah, it's a fairly new, like, kind of cryptid, paranormal kind of creature.
Yeah, I think it's a little hard to, you know, when I was really thinking about it, I was like, what can you really classify them as? Because they're people, they're human like, anyways.
Yeah.
When they're described, they just have, they're all fucked up looking. You know, they're,
that's the thing. Weird. A lot of their, like, the reports about them.
Yeah.
They look normal until you look them in the eyes. Then they have these like black soulless, eyes. Yeah.
Well, I mean, still though, it's a creepy factor too that's up there.
Oh yeah.
Pretty fucking high, but. You know what, dude? Let's just dive in into it because I want to know more about these guys because I'm still on the fence on whether I believe these things are even real or is it just kind of like an urban, you know, internet urban legend, if you will.
True. So you say like we just said, man. You know, they're new to the scene.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they haven't been around for a long time. All that means is that they've been up until recently. They've been real good at keeping their secret.
Yeah, that's even more unsettling if they're able to pass that easily.
Yeah,
because I mean, I guess if you're just like walking by them, you're not.
Yeah, because
staring them in the
face. A lot of the reports I saw about them,
yeah,
they'll be looking down. When I was doing research on them, they don't look you dead in the eye until they've initiated contact with you.
Kind of like targeted you.
Yeah, like you won't, they'll just be any other kid out walking the streets until they've decided to pick you.
Okay.
But it said, dude, like these quote unquote kids, right?
Okay.
They always have the same kind of look about them. And, you know, all the reports, they've all been collaborated, the appearance, their age range. So I couldn't find anything that was like, oh, it's these two kids particularly. It's always, they always kind of look alike, and there's always two of them.
So they're roaming, they're like in packs, almost.
Yeah, like I've seen reports of them where there's a boy and a girl, two boys. I've never seen one where there's two girls, though, but that doesn't mean I just didn't find it yet.
Yeah, I mean, but it's weird, too, that like they have like a littler kid version and like a teenage fucking asshole version. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's kind of like a predatory kind of thing where it's like, you don't want to say, you might say no to a teenager.
It's a little harder. You
wouldn't say no to a little kid.
That's a good point. Yeah, like you're more likely to want to help out.
Yeah, that might be part of their like tactic on it.
Right.
But dude, anyway, it's like, they're supposed to be between the ages of 6 and 16.
Okay.
And like we just said, they've never been witnessed by themselves. It's always two. You know, excuse me. One will always be in their teenage years, you know, tweens, roughly around there, not too old.
Right.
And then the other one's going to be more like an elementary school kid age.
Right. With, yeah, know, six, so that's seven, six, you know, seven, eight. Yeah, that range. Yeah, that makes sense.
And they've always had, they're always described, as having pale skin.
Yeah,
pitch black eyes, no whites showing whatsoever, and as far as like, what they're wearing is pretty consistent as well. It's either usually hooded clothes, like a hoodie, a jacket,
like
a hoodie,
to
cover their face up, you know, so you can't see their eyes right away.
So they're like a modern teenager kid, even back
pretty much. And I also saw a couple where they'd have antiquated clothing, like 1800s kind of clothing.
Why? What the fuck is that? How is that going to fool anybody?
I don't know.
How does that not make you stand out?
That's just one of the ones that haven't caught up to the times, you know? Like
how have you not figured that out? That's way creepier to see a fucking 6-year-old pale kid that looks like fucking...
With Pippin. Ruffles down the, you know, that... An ascot, you know?
Yeah, like fucking, yeah. He
looks walking like around looking like a fucking
vampire. Yeah, exactly. What the hell is that going to do?
Just creep you out even more than anything else.
Dude. All right. So, like, more of the descriptions of these guys, though. Like, I did some additional research on it, too. But they're pretty unsettling, I think. So, like, they've been reported to have, like, a weird sentence structure and like, a way, like, a speech pattern about them.
They like, they're not quite used to talking in English.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they're just not used to conversation.
Yeah.
So, it always comes off as, like, what the fuck is wrong with this kid? You know, like, something's up. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, they have strange mannerisms that, like, a normal, you know, quote-unquote normal kid around their age wouldn't have. Like, really, like, herky-jerky kind of fucking movements. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, I imagine it, like how RoboCop moves. And he, like, moves, like, his body and his arms come up. You'll enjoy that in the YouTube video because I'm actually doing it. I know it's an audio medium, but it's there. So it's very off-putting. You know, they're often...
I would say, yes. Yeah, you've got two kids just walking up to you.
Yeah. And they're also like, they're seen like hitchhiking, or they're just, it's just the two or three of them in a fucking like parking lot, completely isolated from anybody. Which right off the bat, creepy factor goes through the fucking roof.
Yeah. Now, actually, that reminds me of one story I saw.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a man. He was a security guard for a warehouse. Okay. Only one in the building.
All right.
And he's watching the cameras. And as he's watching them, he sees these two kids like kind of slowly walk into the light from the streetlights that they had.
Like Humphrey fucking Bogart?
Yeah. Like, yeah, they just slowly kind of creep into from the darkness. Into, right.
Okay.
He's like, what the hell is that all about? So, you know, they start like kind of walking towards the building a little bit.
Right.
Then he hears them knocking on the door. Well, he's like, no, I got to get these kids out of here. They don't need to be here.
Okay.
So he goes to the door, opens it up, getting ready to be like, yo, get the fuck out of here. Go. You know, you ain't supposed to be here.
How right. You shooing kids, like shooing kids off. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, when he opens the door, they're not there. Like, his office isn't that far away from the door.
So are they ghosts or are they people?
Well, that's a whole nother. Like,
how the fuck did they do that? If.
Well, there's been reports that they can, like...
was like a skill.
No, I saw a couple of them where it's... they just kind of fade away.
Like dematerialize?
Like they go into... yeah, like they'll just kind of like turn in the shadows. But he goes to, you know, he goes to yell at them and they're not there.
Right.
So he's like, well, you know, when we go check the cameras again... but as he gets to the computer, he sees that one's by the door he just opened. And the other one's on the other side of the building, behind the building, staring. And they're looking right at the camera like they could see who's watching them.
Like they know that they're being watched. So they're watching the watcher.
Yeah, like they know he's at the computer right now.
Right.
And he's watching them. So almost to me, dude, that seems like a pincher maneuver. They cut off his exit.
Yeah.
So he keeps watching them. And, you know, some of the report, yeah. They didn't start smashing on the door, you know.
Right.
Eventually.
They were loitering.
Yeah.
Okay.
And.
So they're breaking the law.
Eventually, the one in the back disappears. And it reappears next to the one that's in the front of the building.
Okay.
And then they just kind of shuffle off screen. Right. And then just disappear. They don't show up on any more cameras.
So what was the point of, I guess, what was the point of even being there? Just to fuck with the guy?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there's nothing saying that they...
oh, okay.
You can't just scare the shit out you.
They just, yeah. Well, you would think that, like, if they could just, like, vanish in the thin air, they wouldn't have a problem, like, getting into somebody's car or their house.
True, but I think a car or a house is more of, like...
a property? Like, it's...
like, yeah. Like, it would have... the way I read it was, like, human energy.
Ah, okay.
Where, you know, where they can't enter something that belongs to you.
Okay.
So maybe that's why they were just fucking with them.
Okay. Because, well,
it was a warehouse.
Well, actually, that you say that too, though. So a lot of the reports too have them like, not only are they hitchhiking or they're in like some weird, you know, out of the way area, they also show up to your fucking house.
Imagine.
Like, well, they're either asking to be let in or they're straight up demanding it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like
your mother-in-door. Yeah, they'll ask first. Yeah. And then
they get a little bit more pushy. Yeah. So a common reason that they give is like, you know, hey, we're lost. You know, we need to call our parents to come pick us up. Would you mind if we waited inside your house?
Like, yeah, it's a terrible
porch
idea.
The porch is good.
Yeah. You can sit right on the stoop. Yeah.
Yeah, you can sit on the stoop, but that's as far as you're fucking going, kids. I don't know if I would do that for a family member. I'm like, no, outside's good.
Yeah, yeah. Stay outside, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you can fucking wait. So, I mean, like, it's kind of like an old, like those old vampire legends, right? Where, kind of like you were saying, where they're not allowed to come into your car or into your house. Unless they've been invited.
Yeah. You have to give them permission.
Right. And they will literally use the terminology, let us in. You know, because they have that weird droning.
Yeah.
They don't really have like inflection just that alone. On their voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Just that alone, dude, would be like, nah, bro.
Right. I think that's before you really notice their eyes, too.
Yeah. Like some of the reports I read about them is they'll. It'll either be right before this or right after the let us in.
Right. So they're knocking
and then they'll look, the door. They look up at you.
Right.
Right. And then that's when you'll see their eyes.
So, I mean, but they're knocking on the door. They're like, hey, you know, we got this really elaborate, well, not really elaborate, but this excuse.
It's a sympathy story.
Right. We need to come
in. Try to break down your walls.
It's scary. It's scary to think. It's scary to think that. How many times this might have worked before they were noticed?
I mean, yeah, if they are real and all this, probably quite often.
Yeah, I mean, I think
especially back in the 90s
and stuff,
80s. You
know? Yeah,
back when everyone wasn't as wary about everything.
You're not. I mean, you're back definitely even farther. Yeah, you're definitely not as worried about a 14, 15 year old kid and a fucking 6 or 7 year old. You're not super worried that they're going to do something. Even if they could, you could, you know, you're like, well, I can overpower these. They're just kids.
Yeah.
They're not that worried.
What full grown adult doesn't think they can at least manhandle a 14-year-old who's trying to, break into their house?
You wring his fucking neck.
Yeah.
When he's a kid.
But that's what the whole point. Like, if it was two.
I don't know. Some of these kids nowadays, man, know like fucking Krav Maga and like jujitsu and stuff.
Yeah.
But like a rear naked choke, that's it.
But you're not on as guard with a little kid around as you would be with two teenagers.
Right. So also what would happen is if they are, so they're like, hey, let us in. And you're like, nah, that's fucking not happening, bud. You know what I mean? Like you're not coming
no chance.
In. Well, they get way more aggressive and they get agitated. They start getting demanding and they're getting like angry about it.
Yeah.
And they've even been known to like start smashing like on your door to your house or door to your car,
like
or
just screaming.
Yeah, they get like super, super agitated because I don't think they're expecting somebody to say no. It's like a disappointment thing too, because they're not whatever it is that they're going to do if they somehow get invited into your house is what they were looking forward to. And now they can't.
So they're going to try to use the sweet option.
Right.
And then, a lot of the reports that I read about these guys, right? Like with the people, like if you had the misfortune of encountering these things,
right?
You know, black eyed kids, or Bex or BEKs, whatever you want to call them. They say
Bex. I like Bex. It's easier. It's just easier to say. Bex.
Well, a lot of people said they almost had like a hypnotic quality about them.
Well, I think that goes back to that droning tone of voice too. Like hypnotists do that. If you ever seen like somebody, I don't know if I believe it, if people even
go get hypnotized. Close your eyes. Your eyes are getting
when
heavier.
You wake up, you will be, you know, a fucking monkey. And then they run around, they act like a monkey, you know?
Yeah. Well, like if we're going with the supernatural side of it,
okay.
Figure like they'd have like a magical presence to kind of force your will into letting them in.
So that's another reason why we might. It's almost like a psychic.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah.
Like to kind of try and this is before you see their eyes, before you start getting like absolutely terrified.
Yeah.
So it's like they're trying to pull you, like pull your decision making into agreeing with them.
Right. So they're like trying to like, so they won't have control over your free will, but they can give you like psychic.
They have a control. They're trying to like gain control over your action.
Right. So like they have like a psychic suggestion they're putting
into you. Like, because that's all they need.
Kids aren't so bad. You know, I can probably trust them.
They need you to open the door and they need you to say you can come in or come on in, whatever. It doesn't matter as long as you give them the permission to come in.
Right.
Now, that's the whole thing. Like, they're not very threatening looking. Like when you first look at them, you know, it's like, oh, just a couple kids, you know, who cares?
Yeah.
But then, like, right around time you start seeing, you get filled with this sense of dread.
I do that every time primal, I see a kid.
It's like a primal fear.
Right.
You know how, like, when you'd see a snake, you're like, oh, shit.
I think maybe even the better option is, like, when, like, it happened to me today, actually. Like, I was driving to the store, and, like, a person, like, right next to me got pulled over by the cops.
Oh, dude.
And you get, like, that, just that pit in your stomach, and your heart just drops.
You
like,
see those lights come on behind you?
You're like, oh, God. And you're, like, very confused, because you're like, I don't know if I've done anything illegal in the last 20 seconds. I don't know.
And then I don't know what's happening. You just immediately look down at
that's a fucking sense of dread.
Yeah. You know, like, this is like,
oh my God.
Like overwhelmingly, like you know your fight or flight instinct kicks in hard.
Okay.
I've read some accounts where it was an old man, and the first thing he did was run and grab a shotgun. Like, he was peeping through his fucking his door.
Well,
I saw those two kids. He immediately ran into his room, grabbed the shotgun.
Why is that your first reaction?
It's,
I guess maybe it depends on where you are.
Well, no, the whole part is that, yeah, like we said, like the hypnotic effect. So you want to open the door,
right?
You want to let them in, even though in the back of your mind, you're like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
And yeah, like I said, real quick with this older man, his fight instinct kicked in.
Okay.
Went and grabbed his shotgun, flung the door open, and they're not there. Yeah.
Well, okay. I mean, I think I can get on board with that, especially if they're using some sort of psychic communication, then maybe they're a little bit.
They seem to know what you're doing behind the door.
Yeah. That would bring in like the psychic part of it.
Yeah, or like through the camera, like the other one I just talked about.
Right.
They seem to already know what you're up to.
That's got to be so frustrating when you know all that and you still have to be like, yeah, come on in.
Yeah.
You have all that power.
But you still have, but you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Until
you're invited.
You're invited in. And that's like the thing too. Like a lot of these people who encounter them, they don't have any lasting effects. You know, they're terrified. But then once the kids are gone, they give them a couple days, they feel great.
Right, they're not back to normal.
Maybe they're a little more wary.
They're a little shaken, maybe. I can see it being shaken by it.
Nothing that's going to be like
a traumatic
kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not traumatic, yeah.
But there have been reports of other people who get, after they encounter them, having like absolutely terrifying nightmares and agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia.
Which, you know, in case people don't know what that is, is an extreme and or irrational fear of entering, of entering open or crowded spaces, of leaving one's own home, or being in places from which escape is difficult.
Okay.
So
maybe I'm a little agoraphobic.
Yeah, brand new. What's the word I'm looking for? The fear.
Yeah, fear.
Yeah, I think it's a good one. Like it's just absolutely destroys these people's lives. It doesn't, luckily, doesn't happen to everybody.
Yeah. If it is.
I think it might depend on the length of your what you deal with them.
Well, what just popped in my head was it's maybe you're more psychically open. Are those people maybe are the ones that have those lasting effects. If you're more psychically open to the world and you're more
maybe that hits you a little harder. Like that,
yeah, it hits you a little harder. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of these things are like that, like ghosts. Like, you can want to see a ghost all you want, and you can go into the most haunted house in the world
and see nothing.
And see nothing. But okay, that, and it's, I think it's a nice balance. Like, you have to, like, oh, yeah, you're there to find evidence or something, but you're not, like, so desperate to see it that it won't happen for you. Like, you just, maybe it's a, you just, you want it to happen so bad that you've actually closed yourself off to the experience. And maybe that's something like this. Is that they're so open to an experience like this, or just enough that it,
well, here's, well, here's
their,
the thing,
tears their mind apart
about that, right? There's been reports that they approach people who already kind of know about them, who are thinking about them,
who have heard the stories before.
Yeah, who know of them.
Okay.
Right. Which,
so they're, okay,
that's all right. Yeah, right there. That could be a reason why we don't already know a lot about them.
Yeah, they're targeting.
They go, yeah, exactly. They target the people. They don't want you to know, you know, spread the word about them, of who they are, what they are, what they want.
Right.
And I mean, these things, dude, almost kind of feel almost like the Men in Black. Like,
it's very Men in Black
sound. Pale skin, strange, like the strange movements, the strange peach.
Yeah, they're way off speech patterns. Yeah, they talk like this, like they're almost like robotic.
Yeah, and they have this like mysterious, and they have like a weird aura about them.
So you could just get like a, like that vibe.
Yeah, like you see them, because again, more reports, people kind of see them and they're like, oh.
Yeah.
You'll see people, especially the ones who are putting out the story about them, like other people will kind of see them and like almost drift away from them, like they weren't even thinking about it, kind of.
Okay.
It's a weird, I've only seen that in a couple
stories
I read about them, but
sure. I mean, it's still, it's, there's just something so off-putting about the combination that they're choosing to use to try to lure people, you know?
Yeah.
Like the teenager, the little kid, because you're, I mean, any normal person is going to see a kid asking for help, especially that young.
Are gonna, and they're not going to think twice about it.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be like, absolutely, little guy. Like, you know,
yeah, a lot of these people.
I'll help you out. Let's call your parents. Let's call the cops.
They'll say that once they get this sense of dread, have an impending doom kind of.
It throws it off.
That they almost feel bad.
Yeah. That might be that psychic part coming in again.
Yeah. Well, they,
I think a lot of this has,
because if it was a regular kid, two regular kids who didn't put off this kind of vibe,
yeah,
they wouldn't think twice. Yeah, come on in. Here's my phone. Okay. Right. You can wait inside or you can wait outside, either way, you know.
Well, nowadays you can give them your phone. But if these reports are coming in from the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. Well, a lot of these are from like mid to late 90s.
Yeah,
so it's still happening.
Well, it's still, but even then, you know, they don't, cell phones weren't really.
No, they weren't a thing.
Well, I mean, they were around, but they were the big fuckers, you know, and a lot of people didn't have them.
Here's my phone out of my pocket. Call your parents. Because a lot of
you had to have a huge fucking pair of pants on, big ass pockets. You'd have to have a huge pair of pants to hold those cell phones.
But, you know, a lot of these people had landlines.
Exactly.
So it wasn't let me in. It wasn't like you could just, here's the phone. No, you had to let them in.
I remember like my grandmother having like the fucking 25 foot cord.
True.
Just put it through like
the, what's mail the number slot. Here?
Put the phone through the mail slot. What's the number? I'll fucking call for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm helping you, but I'm also not stupid. I'm not gonna just let you know what I mean. Some fucking kids into my house.
Oh yeah.
Especially if you have kids and they're in the house with you, you're way, I mean, right there, less likely to let anybody in that house.
I mean, right there, if you got kids in the house, you're already more on guard.
If you have kids in the house and you're thinking about black-eyed kids, you might be thinking of something else. You might just be a terrible father. You know, because if they're coming
right now,
if they're coming after people who are thinking of them and they're targeting them, I don't know, man. That might be a discussion for a therapist.
Well, luckily though, nothing I've read or found has stated anybody had kids with them they were approached.
Thank God.
It was always usually like single people in their 20s and 30s. It was always elderly people.
That makes sense to me because
they love when you're by yourself.
Yeah, that you're way more, you're like cornered essentially.
Yeah, you're more susceptible.
Right.
To do it by yourself than you would be if you had a whole group with you.
Right. And I think a lot of people's, I mean, most normal people's probably fight or flight is to run.
Oh yeah.
From something like that.
But if you're at your home, well, you don't want to run from your home.
No, I'm packing. I'm not running nowhere.
Yeah, same too. Yeah. Hold on a minute, man. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Let me get that phone for you. It's got 12 numbers. You'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, and it dials so fast you won't even believe it.
No way, man. All right, so I mean there have been a lot of speculation about what the Bex are.
Oh yeah.
What they are, where they come from. The demonologists have gotten on board with this too.
That's pretty interesting to get them involved.
Yeah, so they're saying that they're like the children of the devil himself. they might even be fucking vampires, which if they're vampires, that is a fucking dope way to live your life.
Is being a vampire. That's cool. I mean, a lot of these kids like almost have a vampire like quality to them.
Except
for the black eyes. Like
I
don't think I've ever seen a
movie like shit. They turn black.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like stories of them that aren't
So if they're the children of the devil, that means they're demons.
Yeah.
Right. And you know, like I'm a fucking supernatural fan, and guess what happened every time somebody turned into a goddamn demon?
Black eyes.
Yeah. Every single time. That's how you knew who they were, you know. But when you're talking about the vampire side of it, I think it's a lot of it is like that modern take on vampires that they're pale. You know what I mean? That they have weird movements and shit like that.
Like they're stuck out of time.
Like a pseudo psychic ability about them, you know, things like that. So it's definitely has some of that pop culture view. So I can see why somebody would make that logical step to saying, well, maybe they're vampires.
But if they're vampires, that would be explain the whole let me in. I can't come in until I'm invited. So
yeah, but why are they going to people's houses and like to people who are already in their fucking cars? Why aren't they walking up to these people when they're like walking to the car? They're entering.
I haven't found anything to say.
So that's why
they do what they do.
That's why I think you can just cross fucking vampires off this list. I don't think it's gonna hold its weight with vampire. Now demons. Now that's maybe.
That holds more weight.
So the stories of these guys, like we said before, I mean, it's been started getting mass reported in the 80s, 90s, and up till I think probably even till this day, Black Eye Kid encounters. But the oldest story that we were able to find came from the Iroquois Indians up in the northeastern United States and stuff like that. And according to the legend, these kids are called something called the Otcon, and I guarantee I am not saying that correctly.
Yeah, there's no way either one of us are going to pronounce that.
Yeah, Otcon. It sounds like a fucking transformer or something.
Otkon.
Yeah, you figure it out. So they believe that they drawn in like a dark power called the Otcon. That was the name of the power itself, right?
But I guess it would be the
like the essence, like the energy of it.
Okay.
And it had the power to take over the kids, and the evil one, right? They called it the evil one, would mate with human females, produce black-eyed, your chalky pale skin kids.
You know, kind of like you're seeing, an incubus.
Yeah. I think. I'm agreeing because I don't really know.
Well, an incubus would be the male one that seduces women.
Yeah. That makes more sense because it goes in you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the succubus sucks it out of you. So that makes more sense with the male and female thing. I never thought about it like that. I just came up with that right up top of my head. So when the kids were born, the tribe would actually fucking kill the kids and then burn. Yeah. And then they would burn the poor things. So they wouldn't like resurrect and come back and get the fucking other kids in the tribe, you know?
So essentially they were just killing albinos when they were born.
Dude, I
that's fucked up.
Man. I hate anything like that with that has to do with kids, man. It's especially babies, you know?
Yeah.
Like, man, like maybe, yeah. I don't know. When my kids were born, they looked a little fucking weird.
I have yet to meet a baby that was born that didn't look weird.
It was all purple and fucking like, yeah. You know, like all like scrunched up and had like the weird, like it was on gang symbol hands. You know what I mean? It was fucking horrifying.
Yeah, they look terrible when they're first
born. They're covered in blood. It's like, yeah, man. Like, yeah, they look a little fucking strange. Give them a couple days. Don't just kill them immediately. But look, I mean, it sounds like they did that. But they,
of course, though, like it's their legend. Yeah, yeah. Their
belief was so strong in it.
It was an evil entity trying to.
Well, the Akan, it's kind of like, reminds me a little bit of like the Kindarian demons from Evil Dead, where like some of the kids, like if you're even just walking in the woods by yourself, the Akan can come and just take you over.
Oh, and then yep. Okay.
Once that power was in them, then their skin would turn white. Their eyes got the pitch black tint to them. And they would walk around all like shaky and just like that wonky way of moving. And then have that weird tone to their voice too. And they would repeat themselves over and over and over. You know, okay. Whatever the Iroquois version of "Let me in" is.
Yeah, whatever.
Or, you know, I wonder what
the excuse was. Of course, "let me in" might even be a new thing.
I wonder what the old excuse was during the Indian time, Native American time. You know?
That's a good question.
I need to call my mom to come pick me up. I don't think that's going to fly.
No. I mean, it might be
or a teepee.
One of the excuses is we're lost.
Yeah, but the thing is that if it's a kid from the tribe, hey, people know who he is.
True. Yeah, he's because it wouldn't be like a damn city. It would be.
Yeah, they're in the
20-30 buildings, nothing.
Whatever settlement they have.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm just very curious about what those excuses were back then. I can't imagine. Must have been so boring to live back then. So like, when the Akan took over people, the kids more specifically, because I guess they're just. I don't know, maybe weaker in some physical.
They might just be more susceptible because there are
they're supposed to be more open psychically.
They can see through the veil easier than adults can.
Right. So the goal of them was to actually destroy the tribe, and then infect as many people as they could. You know, so it's just Akan got probably. I would assume the legend is that the more people it was in, the stronger it became.
Yeah, I mean that's. It's a very real possibility. That's how a lot of those things end up.
I mean, when a lot of the Beck reports, yeah, don't let them into your house. Don't let them into your car. Their voice will start to change and shit will get real sinister real fucking fast. And, yeah. You know, like they're not a normal kid. They're not a normal teenager. They're not a normal, you know.
Yeah, you'll find that out real quick too.
I mean, well, the origins are still a little bit of a mystery. I mean, I guess the Iroquois could be maybe where it got started. It's just, it feels like such a long time ago.
Yeah. I couldn't find anything like later than that. But that's
pretty far back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty far back. I mean, but for it to go dormant.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't think it ever did. Because think about back.
Maybe maybe they used to be really, really good at it.
Well, back, you know, hundreds. Thousands of years ago, however far back you want to go.
Yeah.
You didn't have you had a stronger sense of community with your village or your tribe or whatever.
Right.
But, you know, at the same time, yeah, if you're walking through the woods at night.
Yeah.
There's no street lights.
Yeah.
They can get up to you real easy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think. These things are real. They've probably been real good at killing for a long time.
Right. So
whatever the hell they do.
But the main reports started, you know, in the 80s, 90s, and up to today. And I think a lot of that is probably just this dissemination of information is a lot better now
than
it ever was. So the stories are getting out faster, almost, you know, instantly you know, 1998 into the 2000s.
We just social media in general, dude, it just
explodes. Well, so the one of the main stories that always come up when you research the Bex is this guy Brian Bethel, and he was in Abilene, Texas. So he recorded his encounter in 1996. As he retells it, he was driving late at night, and he had stopped in like this, you know, just a parking lot. And he was finishing. It's a parking lot with a movie in like a movie theater area.
Okay.
Like there's like a movie theater like right there. It was probably one of those like kind of like shopping plexes, you know what I mean, where it's like the movie theater's in the middle and then all the other kind of places are around it, you know, like utilities and stuff. And that's actually what he was doing. He was filling out one of his utility bills back when you had to write a fucking check and leave it like in the overnight slot.
You know, and drop
pray to God that somebody fucking got it. You know, you couldn't pay online like you can now. And while he was doing that, you know, he had his head down, he's writing his stuff, right? So he's not really aware to his peripheral.
Yeah, he's focused
area. And two kids approached his car. The older two kids knocked on his window and asked to give him a ride home, right? So they're at the movie theater. The kids walk up to the car and knock on the door. You're like, hey, you know, fucking
yeah, which isn't
the roll the window down motion.
Yeah, which isn't even that big of a like a coincidence. Because
if it's at nighttime,
you're somewhere. But then again, you know, I mean, like you're somewhere where kids should be.
Movie theater. Right.
You know, so it's not even like, oh, I was out on a dirt road.
Right. Yeah, right. That's fair. That's fair to say. So they, you know, they gave him the old roll the fucking window down motion. So he rolls the window down and the kids are like, hey, can you give us a ride home? We forgot our money and we want to go see a movie at the movie theater. Well, the dude, Ryan, knew that they were full of shit. Because the movie had already started. It's late at night.
Yeah, so the movie's like already another started. One starting.
Right. There's not going to be, it's at that point of the time, you know, if you've been to the movies enough, you know when they stop showing movies.
Yeah. I mean, like even real late ones.
Yeah, I don't even think they have 11 o'clock showings back then. I don't know. Maybe.
I honestly, I don't know. I didn't bother to.
But either way, he knew that the movie wasn't starting anytime soon.
Yeah.
Yep. So they're like, you know, give us a ride. And he's like, no, you know, I don't think that's a good idea. And they said, well, they came up with that droning voice. You know, it's not like we have a gun or anything. You know, which is already alarming
at all.
It's already alarming. You say,
hey man, I don't have a gun or anything in my back pocket, I'm definitely assuming you have a gun in your right. back pocket.
So like they gave him that, yeah, they gave him that excuse and the it will only take a few minutes to get to our house, you know, like that weird just fucking strange tone and that strange sentence structure is just very weird. And the dude hit the fucking gas as fast as he could, and he got the hell out of there. And you know, right before he left, though, they started getting really, really pissed off, and they, you know, started getting angry at him. They started, you know, hitting the car, you know, demanding to be let in. So he just, yeah, man, he like fucking hightailed it out of there. And then he reported, you know, that when he was driving away, he looked in the mirror, what you normally would do.
Yeah, if you're driving away from something,
and you think somebody or something is following you, you know, you're looking in the rearview mirror, and they had just gone,
vanished,
poof, they're nowhere to be found, almost like they were never there to begin with.
Yeah, but see, that kind of adds to like the stories I've been telling, where they have the ability to like phase into the shadows,
right? Which I've never, of the research that I've done on this, I don't recall any encounters during the day.
No, I haven't seen one where it was during daytime.
Yeah, it's always night.
And it's, you know, a lot of them too is like once you realize what that they're not human,
right?
It's I read a couple of them where they'd like look through the peephole on their door and they know the front porch light or the back porch light is on, and it's just pitch black. You can't see, like, you can't see the light, and the light might be literally right in front of your door.
Right.
It'll just be all dark. So you can't look back out. You know, it's almost like they're stopping you from being able to check to see if they're still there. They want you to open that door again.
Yeah. But that's still not an invitation.
No, but if they got you face to face.
I guess that's the goal. Is like a ring in your fucking grill and be like, you need to let us in your house. Yeah. I need to call my mom. So why is your mom letting you just roam the fucking streets at 11 o'clock at night?
What the fuck?
What is wrong with the parenting around here? This is not a good episode for kids
tonight.
This is not a good episode for parents.
No, it is not. But see, dude, you know what though?
And his like 8-year-old little kid brother.
What the fuck are you guys doing out? Yeah. Which right off the bat, dude, would set you off.
Yeah.
In terms of like something's not right. What the hell are these two?
Yeah.
Clearly minors.
Right.
Doing out, you know, because it's been 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 12, whatever.
Right.
What the hell are you doing out?
I don't know, man. Like the whole thing is so fishy. It seems like they would, you know, at nighttime, you're more on alert, I think, when it comes to.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why humans have fear of the dark.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck's out there. That's evolutionary.
Yeah, that's the fear of the unknown.
Exactly. You don't know what's out there. You don't know what's looking at you.
And your mind races and your anxiety level goes up. Yep. But why, I'm curious as why they don't try it during the day. Maybe they'd have more success. People are a little bit less guarded during the day, but now that I'm thinking,
it'd be harder to hide their eyes
and the skin tone. Yeah.
Yeah. Because at night, you mean like, maybe under a light, like a lamppost or your porch light or whatever.
Well, if you got the hoodie on, it's pulled over, it's kind of pulled down over your face and, the shadow kind of cascades down.
Yeah, it won't be until you like move the hood back.
Yeah, but it's like, why reveal the fucking eyes? Why reveal your eyes if you know that's the number one trigger? People are like, fuck no, you're not coming to my house.
Who knows, man? It's not like there's a rule book for these guys. So
it's fucking crazy.
The only thing I've only found one story of like actual consequences against them by letting them in.
Okay.
This older couple lets them in.
Yeah.
Lets them use the phone. I assume they just made a fake phone call.
Yeah.
These people's cats, they had 4 cats. Not one of their cats would come anywhere near the room they're in.
So they kind of, well.
They all went and hid.
That's a good, I mean, that's good backup info, though, for the idea that it's psychic somehow.
Yeah, because the whole cat
animals.
Well, they were those cats were terrified. And right off the bat, dude, like they let them in and then almost immediately regretted it because they finally saw their eyes. Like the two kids are sitting on their couch.
They didn't get the benefit of seeing it before. They were like, yeah, come on.
Yeah, yeah. The wife let them in before she saw their eyes.
Of course she did.
But, so
God damn it, Karen.
Dude, son of a bitch. But they're sitting on their couch and they're not saying nothing. They're not answering any questions.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. They're just silent, sitting there. The husband notices their eyes right around the same time the wife does. And right before they leave, because that's the thing. They went, let us in. We need to call our parents. They call the parents.
Yep.
And then out of nowhere, they both lift their, like this.
Yeah.
They lift their head up.
Okay.
And simultaneously go, our parents are here. And they just get up and walk out of the house. And then,
that's not so bad.
No, but here's the thing, like, that gone. They walk out of the house. The wife looks out. They're not there.
Did a car show up?
Not that I saw from it, but, maybe. But
what the hell is the goal?
Well, here's the thing, dude. So the husband has his hands like this, like over his mouth, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
Right.
He pulls his hand away, and it's covered in blood. He's got a terrible nose bleed.
Okay.
And it goes on for a couple days after this. Not only during, not like, he keeps getting these terrible nose bleeds.
Mm-hmm.
And what actually, dude, one of their cats, I think 3 of them died or ran away. And then one was found in a pool of its own blood.
So the damn animals had died.
Yeah. But here's the thing too. The husband goes and gets a, goes to the doctor for his nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Finds out he has like a terminal skin cancer.
That didn't manifest itself until the encounter.
It started showing up.
Jesus.
When these kids showed up. And then the wife started showing symptoms of I couldn't find out what kind of cancer, but she started showing, like, starting to degrade as well.
Jesus.
So these things are almost like, if you go off of that story, because that was the only one where I found where they let them in.
Right.
Everybody else is always
smart.
Not let them in, went and hid, you know, locked all the doors, called friends, called the cops. This is the only one I found where they let them in, and they both, I assume, the wife died as well.
Right. So we don't, we don't know.
So, you know, almost like plague carriers in a way.
Well, I mean, if like you remember, stories about cancer. The plague, there was like people on reporting seeing entities at the edge of town wearing hoods with like pale skin, and
then again,
that's when the Black Plague would show up in their fucking town.
But the cancer part was like they showed up, and before this, as far as I could tell, they were perfectly healthy.
Right.
Jesus. And the woman, the wife, retold the story, and she said she believes those two black-eyed kids killed her husband, killed her cats, and it's causing her to die.
It's never good when they kill your pets, too.
Well, that's the thing.
It's going too far.
Kill them when they were there. They all died like days after they left.
Mm. Jesus Christ, man.
But then again, you already let them in the house.
Right.
If we're going off kind of like the vampire lore, they don't need to ask again.
Right. They're already been invited in. That's it.
Yeah. So they're good to go. They can come and go as they please. And there's nothing saying that they can't be invisible.
Right.
Like if they're demons or ghosts or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
There's nothing saying that they have to be corporeal at all times.
I'm still on the fence about what to actually categorize them as. I'm still not quite sure.
That's a problem because, like I said, man, there are stories of them, like with the Iroquois. There's even stories back in Ireland.
Right.
That I found, just real quick on this, where some of the older people, you ask them, and they'll say that they're evil fairies.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's the good fae and the bad fae.
Right.
And the bad ones will trick you by transforming into a human.
What the hell is a fae?
A fairy. That's just what they.
Oh,
this is what they call them.
Oh, fucking drunk Irish.
They were too drunk to say fairies. Fae. But I mean, I won't go into that whole thing because there's not a whole lot to it.
Right.
But
so there's more than one place. They're seeing them.
Yeah. Multiple. I mean, even the Ireland one, they still need permission to come into your house. I didn't see anything where it said they had black eyes. But there are stories of.
It seems like it would be the next logical feature they would have.
But I saw they could transform into humans. They'd have to be invited in, and then that's when they, kill you or do whatever they're going to do to you.
Christ.
Yeah, all right. These things are like some of these stories, man, that go back thousands of years, hundreds of years.
Right.
These things could be way older than that.
But we're really just hearing about them.
Yeah. So they've been real good at keeping their secret for a very long time.
Well, I think at this point, we should just go ahead and give a public service announcement saying, don't fucking trust kids.
No. For the love of God, don't.
First of all, if it's a big kid with a little kid, some shit's going down. Don't get away from it as fast as possible. And
if you see
kid in your house.
Even your own kids. All right, don't trust them either.
Don't let them in your house.
Keep them outside. If you wake up, if you see them and there's a little bit of a shadow over their face, just grab them.
Check their fucking eyes when they're sleeping. Check their fucking eyes when they're sleeping. If they're black,
they're looking a little pale. They're not sick. They're demons. Throw them out of the house.
And you know that happened so many times in the past.
Yeah, dude.
Like, he's a fucking demon. They just burn the fucking poor kids. All right, everybody. Well, thanks again for listening. Our Black Eyed Kid episode, man.
Yeah, I like this one, man. It was good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. This is something that I actually didn't know a lot about, other than just knowing that they were around and they clearly had black eyes. All right. Well, thanks again, everyone. And follow us on our social media at Instagram. I don't really do the Twitter thing much anymore, man. I can't take it. I just don't like it. And on Facebook at Game Array Podcast. And
Instagram, Facebook, YouTube.
Oh, God, I keep forgetting about YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on YouTube.
That's why I remind you every day, every week.
I keep forgetting we're on YouTube. Yeah, check us out on all those platforms, and we will see you next week.
All right, bye.